Good morning. Today we are continuing our discussion of the Tefillah Sederach, and we're going to discuss various permutations of somebody who is traveling and see where the Tefillah Sederach is said and when the Tefillah Sederach is not said. So just to recap what we said yesterday, because we're going to build on that, the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows, that the default is that you say Tefillah Sederach once a day. And even if you have various legs to your trip that you're going on and you stop in various places, still in one day, the default is going to be one Tefillah Sederach. So the Shulchan Aruch in his language is as follows, Shein Tzarech Lomar Tefillah Sederach Elam Pam Achas B'Yom. We only say Tefillah Sederach once a day, even if you're going to go and rest or sleep in a city in the middle of the day and then continue there afterward. But because that travel, even though it's in segments, it's in different legs, but it's in the same day, and even with breaks, Tefillah Sederach is said one time. So that is situation number one. Situation number two is going to be that there's a change of plans in the middle of the day. So you were expecting to sleep over in a given city. You're going to rest in a given city and you change your mind and you continue your travel. So you changed your itinerary. You were going to stop somewhere and you were going to stay there, but then you continue going instead of stopping there, you continue your travel. Or similarly, but different, but similarly, you go someplace and you were just going to go on a trip and you're going to stay somewhere. And instead of staying in that place, you decided to go home. You got an emergency call. You forgot something urgent that you had to go back for. So you went on your trip. You said the Tefillah Sederach and then you decide instead of continuing on this trip, we're going home. In both of those scenarios, the Shulchan Aruch as well says, Tzarich lachzor lispalal Tefillah Sederach pam acheres. Here, you have to repeat the Tefillah Sederach. So, in other words, if you had in mind our first variable, our first version of the trip was that you had in mind that you're going on a trip, even if you have stops along the way, it's in different legs, and you rested between the different legs and segments, there's only one Tefillah Sederach. However, if you had a change of plans, and the Mishnah Berurah calls it a hesach hadas, you had made a decision to go on a trip, and you were said the Tefillah Sederach for the trip, and then you decided to extend the trip or to change the trip, to extend the trip in that you're going to continue traveling when you decided to stop. You were supposed to stay overnight, but you continued or you came home. That's a hesach hadas from your trip. Now you are going to continue in a different vein. Accordingly, you need a new Tefillah Sederach. So that is variable number two. And variable number three, scenario number three is imlan bederech beushpiza balayla tzarech levarech baboker. If when you're going on your trip, and let's say it's a trip plan for a number of days, you're going across Israel from the top to the bottom, you're driving from New York to California, you're driving wherever it may be, and it's going to be a multi-day trip. It's the same trip, but you took a break and you slept that night in a hotel. So you would say Tefillah Sederach in the morning, even though it's the same trip, but they're separate days. So we have a new Tefillah Sederach. So that is scenario number three. And scenario number four is as follows. If you're going and you're planning on traveling through the night, but instead of staying over at a hotel and sleeping, you decided to take a short break. You rested for a little bit in a hotel, in a motel, or a friend's house, but it's not a night's sleep. You just took a break, you rested, and then you're continuing on your travel throughout the night, and that's what you had planned. In this situation, it's a little bit different. Yesh levarach Tefillah Sederach baboker b'li chatima. Here you would say the Tefillah Sederach, but you wouldn't say the bracha at the end. So we're saying it as a tefillah, not as a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a safe travel, but we're not going to say the bracha at the end because really it's considered a continuation of the trip that we were already taking. We just took a little rest along the way, but we are continuing through the night. Now the Shaar HaTzion says something fascinating. He says that Tefillah Sederach, indeed, some Achronim compare it to our Birkas HaTorah, that if somebody is up all night, that you don't say the Birkas HaTorah according to some Achronim in the morning because he stayed up all night. You don't have a separate day. It's a continuation of the prior day. No Birkas HaTorah. So too, they compare the Tefillah Sederach, that if you continue throughout the night into the next day, then you would not say the Tefillah Haderach. And the Bir Halacha continues and says as follows, Imlan be'oshpiza. If you did sleep in a hotel, and we said before that if you sleep in the hotel, that was our scenario number three, that you slept in a hotel overnight, that's a real hesach hadas. You obviously have to say the Tefillah Sederach again in the morning, but how about if you're leaving early in the morning, before sunrise, you're getting up at the crack of dawn, before the crack of dawn, when would you say your tefillas aderech? So here there are two opinions on this. The one opinion is that it's just like, again, like your Birkas HaTorah. We paskin when it comes to Birkas HaTorah, that you have to say the Birkas HaTorah immediately when you wake up, even though it is before the crack of dawn. So too, if you're going on that trip before the crack of dawn, your obligation to say tefillas aderech kicked in already, because it's a new day, you had a hesach hadas, you slept overnight in the hotel, you say it immediately. On the other hand, it seems that based on the Prima Gadin, that you would wait till morning. Apparently that would mean alos hashachar if you're taking the trip, or maybe a bit later, so at least the morning, but not before the crack of dawn, or hayom, so until the daybreak, then you would wait until that point, but not earlier. So it seems the actual view of the Bir Halacha is more like the first view, that we equate it to the Birkas HaTorah. So just like the Birkas HaTorah, we are obligated to say it from even before the crack of dawn. So too, if we're going on this trip, we would say it early on, even before the crack of dawn. But we do have that dissenting opinion, and the Bir Halacha does have an extensive discussion on this point. Have a wonderful day.